So I will take you through this difference between inside out and outside in market. So we study this on various parameters which are same, like strategic imperatives, product portfolio, product life cycle. So those are those main this thing, though the word on the opposite side changes, but that itself is the difference. So strategic imperatives vis-a-vis customer management strategy. In the inside out, strategic imperatives are broad, very broad, long-term routes to achieve objectives, often not focused on customer. They are focused on organizational objectives. While on the outside in, it's a customer management strategy. It is regarded as the management of the exchange or a co-creation of a value is derived between you and your customers. And it is very firmly believed that the value starts with the customer. So that's the first and critical difference. Product portfolio. Inside out talks about product portfolio, set of products, line of products, mix of product that an organization produces. While the outside in believes the customer portfolio, set of customers you serve who buy your product, who buy a solution from you, which may have more than one product or a product and service combination. So they are more keen on customer as a portfolio and different nature of customer under that portfolio. So high profit yielding, or marginal profit yielding, drainers on the profitability, etc. That will come out only if you follow that. Product life cycle, here the stages of developments and the marketing progress, etc., go through PLC, product life cycle. In customer life cycle, what happens is, what you do is you study how customers move, vis-a-vis you, and you try to extract maximum from that customer. The stages of development of your customers, both in terms of first the loyalty with you and also in terms of changing needs and wants, which whether you are able to satisfy or not. Only if you are able to satisfy, he will buy more and continue to buy more. Product metrics under the inside out. Here, the measurement of your success is the product and the market share, while in the customer outside in marketing, customer metrics are measured. Measure of share of your customer and share of their wallet is looked upon. So, share of wallet is nothing but say, for example, if I had to give you Gillette from my real life, I started when I entered college and started say shaving for the first time. Somebody introduced me to a brand called Topaz Blades and some Godrej soap, round shape. Later, I was introduced to Gillette, and then since then, so I will say okay, over 35 years, I've been using Gillette shaving cream and a razor. Razor also came much later. But since then, whatever product that they came out with, aftershave lotion or a beard oil, etc., I am buying them. So earlier, say probably I was just buying out of 100, 5 rupees. Now I buy from them rupees 25 worth of goods. So I am buying share of wallet more given to the Gillette. Best practices. The product inside out people will look at best practices of others, copy and follow. The outside in marketeers, the differentiation is innovation-led differentiation. Create a point of difference, innovate a point of difference, and lead the race. So that's the very, very vital, critical difference. Another this thing we continue. There are many point of difference as such. In the inside out, improve company return focuses on all the company metrics. That is the revenue, the cost, profit, gross profit, net profit, etc. While in the outside in marketing, the focus is on improving customer return. Without a top line, there is no bottom line. Get the customer's bit right and financial will follow. That is what they follow. So try and give better value to the customers to earn better value for yourself. In the inside out, design product. Your concentration is on the product and packaging the product, which is marketable. In the outside in, design customer experience. The focus is on the customer experience. How and how good the experience that you can deliver on various touch points. Okay, so that's what the focus is. Carry out transactions. In the inside out, it's a very transactional focus is on one-off transaction, product is sold, that's it. In the outside in marketing, co-create with the customer, develop a product and service, which is needed by the customers the most. Inside out, communication wise, it is always very broad and one way, while in the outside in, it's more of a dialogue. It encourages and obtains feedback via relevant one-to-one communication. So you are constantly in touch and conversation with your target group of customers. In the inside out, supply chain is utilized. Focus on managing the supply chain often to minimize the cost and thereby maximize profitability. In the outside in, the focus is on alliances and the partner. Earlier also I said that by outside in approach, the moment you open it up, you will even tie up with the rivals, forget other suppliers, etc. So here alliances and partnership matters. One can help if who can help affect and enhance your customer experience. So your focus is driving the customer experience. Now for that, you may have to tie up with some supplier and make him party or partner to it, or maybe some big customers to get involved, etc., or maybe some rival who can help you some other way. So that's the goal. Last but not the least, in the inside out, the channel management is sought. So here what you do, managing the process of how the product gets distributed through the distribution channel, while in the outside in, it is a situational touch points that you measure. Concentrating on each and every occasion where customer comes in contacts with you and see that he is delivered the distinct experience. So that's the difference, almost two slides and multiple point, and then it's not that, you know, same point, two different story. The point itself gets changed. The carry out transactions in inside out, there it is co-create with customers. So it is difficult, but it is very vital for you to remember this difference. So we have understood clearly the difference between inside out and outside in. Now we enter the next section, outside in, fight unclear strategies. Far too often, companies do not spend enough time thinking about business decisions from a perspective other than their own. So that's the biggest fallacy if you want to be an outside in organization. Very often what happens, they are not able to see beyond, like horse's eyes, you know, as they say. The result of this inside out approach leads companies to losing touch with the customers, stagnating value proposition and underperforming against financial expectations. So when you lose sight of the customers, these three fallouts will naturally happen. Okay, stagnating value proposition, you lose touch, you are not in sync with your customers, your value is decaying, stagnating and underperforming against financial expectations, because you are not able to create value, you are not able to receive value, recover value. As a result, your financials are under stress. So this is a fight unclear strategy. That's the gist of it. Managers need and benefit from a logical model to guide execution decisions and actions. Okay, therefore, managers are expected, or they believe that they need some a logical model. So what is that? Without the benefit of a logical approach, execution suffers or falls because manager doesn't know what steps to take and when to take. So if there is no framework that is guiding them, they often make a mistake, they make a wrong decision, they implement wrongly, etc. Having a model or a roadmap positively affects execution success. So if you have been able to charter your pathways and milestones, you are able to execute well, and execution will meet with the success. Not having one leads to failure and frustration. So we are just trying to understand how to fight unclear strategies, where in this slide we understood what is this unclear strategy and inside out approach, and there are four related fallacies or the problems, vis-a-vis what we are trying to understand is the need for some framework or the model. So what is that? So that is, this model is trying to help you with that. The choice of structure is vital in the implementation of strategy. So this is what the framework that allows you to remain in one direction, that framework that becomes a guiding light for you. So you have to have corporate strategy in the first place, corporate strategy which is driven towards outside in orientation and building the organizations to be successful outside in. Now, that cannot be just the case. You have to have a business strategy. We have understood that a customer's business strategy and a customer strategy, a corporate strategy, then you have to have a business strategy with both short-term operating objectives. So, you have business strategy with the short-term milestone-based operationalized objective. What will you achieve by when, etc. To complement that, you have to have a structure. Outside-in approach cannot just come with the existing corporate structure. You will have to create your proper organization structure which is energetic enough, which is freedom, which is aligned to deliver final customer experience. That's what one has to work out. With that, you have to have the entire business structure and integration. Business structure is all about your with the market, what structure that you have, that is the way you network, the way you distribute, etc. So, that has to be not only structured well, but integrated well. And at the end, provide incentive and control. So, you have to offer required incentive and control for organization, for the employee, for the network, trade channel partners to achieve certain milestones that is needed for you to become outside in centric. So, this is a framework that we spoke about that will enable you to fight unclear strategies. To accomplish this transition, as we have discussed, companies must evaluate their decisions making process to ensure consistent and effective decision making across the organization. So, organizations has to not only look at the way to work, the structure, etc., but also evaluate the decision making process prevailing in the organization. How does the decisions happen? Okay. So, that is one thing very clear. Why? Why do you have to have a sound decision making process? Because significant scientific evidence suggests that despite most individuals' best intention, their decisions largely reflect internal viewpoints and biased perspective on customers' need. So, this is also another dilemma. While you are onto your organization's becoming outside in, what is it saying the decision making process needs to be looked at? And the second point is that despite best of their intention, freedom is given, empowerment is there, what comes out? And of course, through a scientific research is that somewhere or the other, customer viewpoints are not, needs are not truly reflected. They are biased opinion about the individual. So, that is an inside out dominance comes in. In practice, the decision making process is heavily influenced by the assumptions and biases of the decision maker as opposed to the customer perspective, which is lost. So, customer perspective is the primary decision making perspective in outside in organization. So, that's what is the how to fight unclear strategy is not to fall into this trap. To achieve strategic objective, an organization must develop short-term measurable objectives. So, we are following that framework. Short-term measurable objectives that relate logically to the strategy, corporate strategy and the business strategy, and how the organization plans to compete. How organization is planning to compete in the marketplace. So, marketplace is not only all about you, all about your outside in, all about your customer centricity. It is market versus competition. So, you have to have that also in place. Key issues, elements and need for strategy must be translated into objectives. So, you get lot of issues that you have in front of you, the need of the customers, the need for a sound strategy, etc. All that need is you arrange them in order. So, you start with the objective, then the goal, then the action plan, scorecard, develop a scorecard. Balanced scorecard is a concept I am just throwing at you as an example. There is more to this balanced scorecard. And then transition, translating it integral and vital part of the execution process. Making this, developing objective, action plans and scorecard approach, that is measuring metrics, should become an integral part of your execution process. So, that will enable you to fight unclear strategies. So, we come to a stage where employee contribution also has to be recognized. Outside in organization cannot be successful without understanding how an employee contributes in it. The role of employee is an absolutely critical as companies strive for an outside in perspective. So, when you are striving to become an outside in or a customer-centric organization. If the organization does not have people who can explore, comprehend, and meet its customers' need, the pursuit of customer centricity is doomed from the start. So, if you do not have people who are going to work with you in your pursuit to make an organization outside in, you are doomed from the start. Means you will not most likely to succeed because your start is not correct. A key distinction for managers to focus on is the one between coordination and cooperation. So, now how do you know whether people are with you? These two terms needs to be really understood well, coordination and cooperation. So, let's understand the difference between coordination and cooperation. Though the word are very, very sounding similar, coordination is all about ability to work together in a coordinated manner. It involves it involves alignment of hard phenomena, things like activities, process, and information exchange. So, you coordinate for that, coordinate for activity, coordinate for process completion compliance, and you information exchange, you coordinate. Most companies begin with this and simply assume that mandating shared tasks and a coordination among different functions and the employee will suffice. But in reality, it is not. It does help to some extent, but it limits how much a firm can achieve. Now, why did they say that? Because at best coordination, they are able to respond to somewhat in a coordinated manner when customers comes to them or customers seek their help. Yes, they are able to coordinate. That's it. So, now what is cooperation? How cooperation can lead you to a better outside-in organization, make you better outside-in organization? Cooperation, the willingness to work together. Cooperation is defined as the willingness to work together. Coordination is the ability to work together. Cooperation is willingness to work together. It involves, therefore, the soft alignment paraphenomena to be aligned, such as goals, attitudes, and behavioral aspects. They are people-related issues that needs to be looked at. Most companies focus on coordination among silos and pay insufficient attention to encourage cooperation among the employees. When they do so, and when they know that they have to move people from coordination to cooperation, it's a cultural shift that is required. However, how it is driven? They are driven by key performance indicators and related performance bonus, etc., that takes away the essence of cooperation. People will again get into the coordination mode while chasing their performance criteria. So, what is required is a cooperation. So, how do you bring that? Because it requires a cultural shift. So, very critical to know the difference between coordination and cooperation, and that itself drives you to know employee contribution in making an organization outside in. So, having understood that, we will now take a very basic understanding about how this whole concept of outside in organization is in B2B and in service marketing from that perspective. In early days of business to business, business was very straight, was purely relying on suppliers' ability to provide rational benefit to another business counterpart. You need a motor that will save energy. Yes, I have produced a motor that will save energy. You need a motor with a lamination so that the color looks shiny. I have done that. So, very, very straight line. However, with the competition growing and when in the business, it is imperative also for the B2B organizations to become outside in. They will have to develop that perspective. One such simple example I have given out here is to why can't the business and enterprise themselves be outside in? Their other counterpart is also business. Why not you work around? Why not you find out their evolving changing needs and then come out and develop a solution that will meet their expectations, okay, and that will recognize you as a innovative product provider, service provider, etc. So, that is a difference. So, even in B2B perspective, outside in approach is viable essential. Nowadays, it is getting accepted that they also have to follow that. In the service marketing, what we see that domain, we have already understood the distinction between loser and the leader. We have seen how the loser organization in the service, where everything is very, very mediocre, to the leader, where everything is customer centric, customer driven, customer experiential led. Okay. So they create that differentiation by syncing, by, you know, creating a synergy between three core functions, that is marketing, operations, and HR. Now, core organization functions like marketing, operations, and HR sync with each other and strive to deliver service, okay, and exceed customer experience. Okay, they strive to deliver and exceed, not only strive to deliver, but always exceed customer expectation. Customer every time feels, oh, these people do everything, every time different things, you know, I am amazed, I am pleased. So that's what differentiates them. The role of employee there is therefore very critical, as they are the common driver in every this thing, marketing, operations, or HR. Employees are the one who make the difference. Okay, they are the one who's going to help you get your outside in perspective actually implemented. The key distinction for managers to focus on is to bring cooperation approach over coordination approach. In the service marketing, it's definitely a cooperation that matters between back end to front end, between two people standing each other, next to each other. If she is facing a problem of bag not available, or she is loaded and she requests one customer to go to the next cash counter, they cannot fight. It is all given. Or if she is free, she has to, she is seeing the other struggling with the packaging, she has to proactively go and help the other salesperson to package the goods of the customer. So that's what the cooperation. So that's the differentiator in service marketing perspective. Service marketing relies heavily in terms of their success on the cooperation among the employee. We overall saw the importance of employee, then we saw the entire perspective of outside in from B2B and service marketing perspective also. So this chapter, which is outside in marketing, is a very crucial chapter across the entire subject of customer centric organization, because this chapter really gives you a complete perspective and helps you understand what is outside in approach, what makes an organization a customer centric organization. Thank you.